Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministry and we're here once again to say thank you for being a part of this hour. For those of you who are calling in by internet, the call-in number, if you'd like to participate, to call in, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054.
Found the restaurant.
Participate on the Zoom. If you'd like to participate on the Zoom, you can call. The call-in number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And the passcode for that is Psalm 23, capital P, S-A-L-M, 23. And you can call in and be a part of the show this evening. As we move forward, we'd also like to let you know, if you'd like to listen to this message at the end, you can go into Blog Talk Radio, type in We Can Begin Again, and you can hear this message again, shared with a friend or any of the other messages that we've had on over the years. Amen. It's always good to be a blessing to others. If you want to be a blessing to others, let them know about the Word of God. We're going to move on. As we move on, we know on the first, we have Mother Gloria calling to me ministry. She ushers us into prayer before we begin anything. So I'm going to now turn it on over to her. And before we do that, if you have a prayer request, could you please just announce it aloud so Mother Gloria can hear you and she can add you to her prayers. Amen. If you have a prayer request, just announce it at this time and she can add you to the prayer before she begins. All mics open.
Pray for the family of Clifford Douglas Wright.
Clifford Douglas Wright.
His family. He passed. And pray for his family, his son, especially, and his wife. So for Leah W., healing complete and total healing and restoration. For Bill S., healing and restoration as well, and comfort. For Roy, Lisa S., successful medical procedures and recovery from both procedures to be strengthened. And complete healing.
Are there any other prayer requests? Are there any other prayer requests? The mics are open. Any other prayer requests?
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Yes, thank you, Father.
Is there another request
in here? Yes, sir. Mr. Edna, you can keep my family in prayer, my church family, and the body of Christ, actually. We're going through a lot, and we thank God that prayer changes things, us and the atmosphere. That's it. I thank God for new beginnings. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our God, first of all, God, we come sin. Forgive us, God, of anything we might have done, of said, God, of sins of omission and commission. And God, as I prepare to go before your throne on behalf of your people, I ask for forgiveness of anything that I might have said or done today. So, Heavenly Father, you've heard the requests that have gone before you. I thank you, God, tonight, God, we know that you sit high and you look low. And God, we come in spite of the prayer requests that have gone before you tonight. We know that, God, you said to call on you, and you would answer. God, we thank you tonight that we can lean and depend on you. We're leaning on you tonight, and we thank you, God, that you know every request before it was even made. You know about those that need healing and comfort. You know about those who pass. You know about the church, the body of Christ, the people of God that need you, God, to be in the midst of them because, God, there's so much things going on in our homes, in our lives, in our churches. But, God, we come tonight with hearts, our hands lifted up, saying thank you for being the God. do anything but fail. You know about our situations, God. I ask you, God, right now to stop by every home, everyone represented on here tonight, God. No matter what they're going through, spoken and unspoken, God, you already know it. God, we're going to put our trust in you because you never fail. We put our trust in you, God, because you're always on time. And we thank you in advance for what you're going to do, how you're going to work it out, how you're going to make ways out of no way, how you're going to be a comforter, how you're going to be a deliverer, how you're going to lift every bowed down head. How would they leave here tonight because of what Co-Pastor is getting ready to bring forth tonight? Is going to lift and encourage and inspire the people of God as we come to listen to the word tonight. God, have your way. God, we yield our will. Let us decrease and you increase in us. God, God, increase our faith. Give us that mountain-moving faith to believe in every situation. Yes. God, you're going to work it out. You already told us, let not our hearts be troubled. So, God, tonight, give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. Yes. No matter what we're going through, because the word said all things work together for good for those who love the Lord are called according to his purpose. So, God, we're going to shout tonight as I bring my prayer to a close. How you going to work it out? How you going to fix it, God? How you going to bring us through? How you going to be the help and the peace that everything that we need today as we go through the trials and tribulations in this life? You said we want to have trouble, God. But God, you said you would deliver us. You sent us a comforter, and we thank you for that tonight. So God, give everyone peace, God, tonight as I bring my prayer to a close. Lord, let us rest in you and what you are able to do. And if you are able to do anything but fail, carry us through tonight, God. Give us a peace, God, as we keep, you said you would keep us in perfect peace with a mind stayed on you. Lord, help us to keep our mind on you tonight. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.
In Jesus Christ.
Say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Very power in prayer. There's power in prayer. I'm not going to keep you long this evening. I am going to go over some scriptures that was placed on my heart to share with you. And I would like to show how these scriptures are pretty much written throughout the Bible. They're out throughout the Bible. And the scriptures that I'm reading is coming from Ezekiel 37, 1 through 7. Ezekiel 37, 1 through 7. I think about now 7 years ago, I think I preached on this, and my title was, Can These Bones Live? But tonight, my title is, If You Only Believe. If you only believe. I'm going to read the scripture, and then I'm going to go over them, and I'm going to break them down, break the scriptures down one by one, and then I'm going to ask for any comments from the body of Christ. There's so much power out there, and someone needs to hear your thoughts and how you have received the word this evening. The word reads as such, Ezekiel 37, 1 through 7. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of a valley, which was full of bones. Verse 2, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Verse 3, said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Verse 4. But again, he said unto me, prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Verse 5. Thus says the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, enter into you, and ye shall live. Verse 6. And I will lay sinew upon you. For those of you that know what sinew is, it's today it's a ligament, it might be a tendon, you know, it's when muscles are connected to bones. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will bring a flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. And finally, verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together. Bone to his bone. And again, I said, you know, I would like to break this down. The Lord had me look at it in another way. Although Ezekiel was talking about a nation that was going astray, and he was trying to preach to them a word for them to change their hearts and come back to the Lord. And again, my topic is, if you only believe. And it said, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out of the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was dry bones. And when I looked at it, I saw that, yeah, I thought about in terms of what David said. David said in Psalm 32, he said, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was set as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover my iniquities or my sins. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. And here David is talking about that the Lord was calling upon him. He had stressed upon him, and I'm thinking in terms of how God stresses upon you and I when he calls upon you and I to do a particular assignment, to move in a particular way. And we don't acknowledge our sins before we begin to move in the direction of the Lord. It says, did I acknowledge my sins and you did not cover my iniquities? You didn't cover my sins. And when I confessed my transgression to the Lord, when I confessed, Lord, forgive me for what I have done. Forgive me for anything that I've seen. Forgive me for anything that I have thought. You see, we all fall short from the glory of God. We all sin. And before we can move forward, we have to confess our sins to the Lord. And here David is saying that once he confessed his sins to the Lord, he was forgiven of his guilt and his sin. And I believe that Ezekiel, when he was saying the Lord had his hand on him and the spirit of the Lord, and he set him down in the midst of a valley which was full of dry bones. And when I thought about dry bones, I think about how can we associate dry bones today. I think about the people that we come in contact with on a daily basis who don't believe. The people that we come in contact with on a daily basis who have lost sight of who God is. The people that we come in contact with on a daily basis who are lost. Lost. To me, they're dead. If you are lost, then you are dead. You're walking around dead. Your spirit is not alive. Talking about the physical sense, I'm talking about the spiritual context of this. Dead. They're not alive. They're not alive. And so when we look at these people that we come in contact with, we begin to start to have doubt. I'm not saying you. I'm talking about the world, because we should be doing greater things that we're doing right now. And I want you to catch this. Then we go on to 2. It says, and the Lord caused me to pass them about. And behold, there were very many in the valley, and lo, they were dry. And that's what I'm talking about in terms of we go into the marketplace on a daily basis and see people who are lost. Do not believe. Dry bones. Dry in the spirit. And we believe that when we try to speak to these people and tell them about Jesus, that they don't want to hear it. And then sometimes we begin to start to back off, because we feel that it might be too much for them to handle. They may reject us in a way that we may not agree, and we might end up turning into another person. Why? Because we're trying to do the will of the God, of God. And I'm saying that as I looked at this, I looked at the valley of dry bones. We walk and we see them every day. We work with them every day. We come in contact with them every day. People who do not believe, people who have lost their faith in Jesus Christ, people who may be going through a challenge and doubting whether Jesus is still the same God as he was yesterday. Can Jesus still come and do a thing with me? Can he heal me? Can he fix me up? Can he make me brand new? Doubt. If you only believe, and if you believe, then things will begin to change. In Acts, it talks about, it says, their eyes were so many, to open their eyes so that they may turn from the darkness to light. I'm talking about those who are walking around dead in the darkness, so that they may turn from darkness to light. The light is Jesus Christ. The light is turning their life around. And from that they turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. So when we look at darkness, that is not of God. That is Satan. That is the enemy. People walking around because they're controlled by darkness. Controlled by darkness. And here it's saying in Acts, it says to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive, here we go again, forgiveness and sins and a place among those who are sanctified in faith, turning their life around from darkness to light. And sometimes we look at that paradigm shift and don't believe that it will ever happen. Don't believe that will ever happen. Don't believe that it will ever happen. And it goes on and says, very truly. Oh, I'm sorry. In verse 3, it says, and he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Says that he talks about that, and he says, very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do works I have been doing. Let me repeat that again. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these. Because I am going to the Father. He's going to the Father on your behalf. Can these bones live again? I say yes. Can these bones live again? I say yes. Can they come from darkness into the light? I say yes. No matter what it looks like. Can these bones live again? Can they turn their life around? Can they come from darkness into the light? Can they live again? I say yes. If you only believe. If you only believe. Now, Hebrew goes on. He talks about in terms of believing if these bones can live again. In Hebrews, it says, and listen, he says, the Lord formed man from dust to earth. He blew into his nostrils and the breath of life, and man became a living being. God created you and I. He created you and I. So if God created you and I from the dust, can these bones live again? I say yes. If you only believe, if you only have faith and believe that God is the same God yesterday as he is today. God says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I will always be with you. Can these bones live again? I say yes. If you only believe. If you only believe. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. If you only believe. An increased faith of knowing that no matter how it looks, God can turn it around. No matter where you are, God can fix you up. Believing that God is going to come to your rescue. He's going to come and see about you. Why? Because he loves you. He loves you. He created you. And he wants you to live. He wants you to have life and have life more abundantly because he loves you. He loves me. And his love will never die if you only believe. If you only have faith and belief that God can work on our behalf, no matter what it looks like, no matter where you are, no matter what the situation is, God can heal you. God can raise you up back to health. God is always doing a new thing. That's why we hear testimonies over and over and over again. We have testimonies on a regular basis. People coming forth and talking about what God has done in their lives, how God has turned their lives around, and how they're believing that God is still working on their behalf. Testimonies of faith. If you only believe, and God is saying to you, and he's saying to I, that we're going to be able to do greater things. But that becomes a challenge, my brother, my sister. That is a challenge. That is a sacrifice. In order to get into that place, to get into that holy place where God wants you and I, it requires a sacrifice. It requires a sacrifice. You have to give of yourself, your mind, your body, and your soul. Turn it all over to God. Let God work on your behalf. Let God be your lawyer. Let God be your doctor. Let God be your healer. Let God be whatever it is that you need him to be. Because he says, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega, meaning that I was here from the very beginning before you even knew anything about it. And I'm going to be here at the very end. When Jesus comes back for the church, he says, I am going to be here then. Let God work on your behalf. In Ezekiel, here he says in 4, he says, and he said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of God. In today, when we see a situation like that, Jesus has said, shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Prophesy over these bones. Prophesy meaning the word of God. Speak the word of God on whatever it is that you're going through. Speak the word of God on your challenges. Speak the word of God on whatever situation that may appear dire. Speak the word of God. Speak the word of God on your behalf. Verse 5. Thus said, this is Ezekiel, thus says the Lord God of these bones, unto these bones. Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. The word of God. We see it as one situation, but God sees it a totally different way. God sees it a totally different way. He sees it as good. He sees it as good. He knows your heart. God says, I shall not die, but live. His word will always live, declares the work of the Lord. His word will always be alive and well. It will not die. So when you speak the word on your situation, when you prophesy over your situation or whatever challenges you may be going through, the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The word of God is what ushers into heaven, and God hears his own word. He hears his word, and you know what? He's going to come because he said it. He's going to come because those are his words he's hearing. Prophesy over that situation. Prophesy over that sickness, over whatever you're going through. Prophesy the word of God. The word of God is sharper than a double-edged sword. It goes in and it cuts. It separates. Prophesy. Use the word of God. Not your own word, but the word of God. And that's what God says to Ezekiel. He says, prophesy. In Ezekiel, it says, I will lay sinew. I will lay tendons or ligaments upon you and will bring up the flesh upon you and cover you with the skin and put breath in you. And you shall live and you shall know that I am God. God wants the glory. For the word of God, again, is sharper than a two-edged sword. God can go in and cut whatever's out that's not good. Cleanse you of whatever you're going through. Heal you of whatever you're going through. In Corinthians, Paul talks about that. He says, for the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. Meaning that you've lost your faith. You've lost your faith. 1 Corinthians 1:18, if you want to look it up. For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But then it says, but to us, meaning the believers, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Those who are perishing, those who don't believe, those who are walking around in darkness, that's what perishing is. It's foolishness to them. The word of God. They don't believe it. Don't come and talk that foolishness to me because I don't want to hear it. Foolishness. But he says to the believers, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The word is the power of God working on your behalf and my behalf. He's working. He's working. The word is always working. The word in season as well as out of season. Use God's words. If you want to find how to challenge any situation, go to the Bible. Go to the word of God. It has every situation. It has, listen, you can go to different parts of the Bible and find different scenarios, different challenges. And those are there to be examples, to remind us of God was working then before our time, and he's working now. And he's working now. Verse 7. It says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. and behold, shaking, and the bones came together in his bones. Ezekiel was standing on it. He was on a cliff, and God had him see all the dry bones, all the dead that was there, dry bones, all of the, listen, he saw a nation that was dead, a nation that died, a nation of dry bones. He allowed him to see that, and he said, speak over it. Use my words and speak over it. And when you use the word of God, he says, they will live. They will live. They will live. When we look at the word of God, we're looking at the word of God. It's the power to life. It is the power to life. The word of God. He is the great I am. He is whatever it is that you need him to be. Use the word of God. Get into your Bible and use the word of God. Embrace it. Keep it close to your heart. God says, I am that I am. Some say in John, it says, I am the bread of life. I'm life. I'm life to you. And then in John 8, it goes on and says, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. In John 10, it says, I am the door. I am the door. In order to get in heaven, I am the door. You have to believe in Jesus Christ. His death and his resurrection. I am the door. In John 10:11, says, I am the good shepherd. Always watching over his pasture. I am the good shepherd. In John 11:25, it says, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. In John 14:6, it says, I am the way and the truth and the life. If you want to know how to live a peaceful life, if you want to know how to live and enjoy life, turn it over to Jesus. Get into the word of God. Let it become a part of you. Eat it. Eat it. Let it become a part of you. Eat every word. The Bible says that Jesus says, eat and know that I am good. If you never, ever experience Jesus, then you don't know what you're missing. Because once you turn your life over to Jesus, truly turn your life over to Jesus, I always use the term, when you sell out to Jesus, sell out to Jesus, things begin to change in your life. And then finally, 10:1 says, I am the vine. I am the vine. We are just the branches. We are just the branches. Jesus is the root of it all. We are just the branches. We listen. He is the head and all. Listen, we are the body. We are the branches. And everything centers around the vine. That's where the truth and the life is, in the vine. And that is Jesus Christ. Amen. Any questions? Any comments? Mic's over. All mics open. Any questions, any comments? Do I have any mics closed? Any questions or any comments at this time? Amen. Amen. I do thank you for being a part of this hour and sharing with us this evening. We cannot do anything without you. So we do thank you for being a part of this time. We like to ask that if you have any comments, you have any questions at this time before we close, and we're going to close out with the doxology. We're going to close out with a doxology and a prayer. Again, one more opportunity. If you have a comment you'd like to share with the body of Christ.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
It's Pastor Miles. How you doing?
Pastor Miles, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you making out on tonight?
Doing fine, doing fine, doing fine. Thank God for another opportunity.
As you see, I'm blocked out. I was really actually studying as you were coming forth with the message. And you gave me something that actually brought something deep down inside of me with, a person in a bad situation. A bad situation because I was raised in the Baptist tradition. People feed me. I hate to be candy right now. My teeth are not in my mouth. My teeth are not in my mouth. As you know, don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. I'll see you laugh. My teeth are not in my mouth. My speech is not the way it is because when I'm here, I put my teeth in my mouth. But you brought something very, very profound on tonight, and it's going to make me dig deeper in one of my favorite speeches. So don't be surprised if I come back 2 weeks later with the scripture.
That's fine. That's fine.
To go deep on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate being like this, but one thing I do love about Blog Talk Radio and being a son of the ministry, you give me a chance to be me.
Amen.
You and Sis Reverend Doctor, as I call in the past, and people go to archives, give me a chance to be me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my teeth are in my mouth, and it's not where I speak.
We hear you fine.
You hear me fine. And my articulation is not on point the way I want it to.
Your articulation is good. We hear you. You're clear.
Okay, I don't like it. But thank you, and thank you for allowing me to be the son of ministry, but I'm going to dig deeper in ministry. And thank you, sir.
Right.
And tell Sis Reverend Doctor, love her, thank what she's done for me in the past, because something about this ministry has helped my family. So if any of you are listening, this is a true ministry of the gospel, a true ministry of outreach, a true ministry of family because they have helped me. I have a daughter in college on today. And Sis Reverend Doctor has helped me with my daughter.
Praise God. Thank you so much for those kind comments, Pastor Miles. Thank you so much. And we always appreciate you. Always appreciate you. Sister Terrence, how are you?
Yes, praise God. I'm doing. God is really blessing me. I really like how you brought the message forth. If you only believe. And it really just reminds me how we really got to stand on God's word,
mm-hmm.
as you spoke. And I was writing down some notes. And one of the things that I thought about that you were speaking about when we go into the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
you know, oftentimes when we go, I consider marketplace maybe around some family we know, or even in stores. And sometimes we allow the enemy to stop us from saying, praise God, or God bless you, or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, we can't allow the enemy to get in our thoughts and think how people are going to receive us.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been that person before, because Pastor, I don't have any teeth from radiation and chemo and stuff, but I would not really speak to people. And if I did, I would hold my hand over my mouth And they really couldn't understand. So really, when I just started, like you said, here you can be yourself. And I realized that with Jesus, something you were saying, that when I made that sacrifice and I said, Lord, whatever you say, however you lead me, thing belongs to you. Yeah. Everything, these lips, these gums, everything. Mm-hmm. And then I like how you said, I like how you gave the scripture about God wants his glory. He is a good shepherd. You know, it's so important that we give people scriptures to be able to embrace the word of God, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So this was really a blessing to me, because usually when people speak about dry bones, they go into a different aspect. But I like how you really went into it, said the spiritual. And it's like a lot of people physically are doing well, but spiritually
mm-hmm.
are dead. And that spiritual
right.
deadness is affecting the physical
mm-hmm.
aspect of life.
That's
so
right.
I really was. And I said, praise the Lord for being sanctified in faith.
Amen.
So thank you, and praise the Lord, Dr. Suzanne and Pastor Miles and everyone, and Mother Gloria, I truly love that prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But just the word, and one more thing that you said, word of God. Oh, you said that we have to say yes. That's what it is. We have to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have made up the prayer a long time ago. I'm going to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes to everything your word says, that I am,
hallelujah.
I can be, and I can.
Yeah.
And my ticket to come.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Pastor, for that message.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for those comments. Thank you for those comments. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. But is there any other comments? Are there any other comments at this time before we go into our closing?
Hey, it's Miles again.
Okay.
I made this promise, last year, a few years I made this promise. I want to broadcast one day here in Ohio, from the WCLAWY. We have fellowship. Have dinner. And then I drive back to New Jersey from Ohio. I think we ain't out of Ohio. Look, I'm going to put it on my calendar. We got a broadcast live. I've been, you and this Reverend Doctor have been in my corner. Y'all supported me. And I've been over the hours of time. I asked you for a bill, an invoice. For what I've been over. What y'all say? No. Because I never received one. So I owe y'all that. Just God bless you. Thank you for what you did for me, my family. Thank you for the word. You put me back in the word. Let me shut up. God, I'm on fire. God bless. Bye.
Amen. Are there any other comments from any other numbers that I see on here? Amen. I'm assuming that there are any other comments at this time, so we're going to close, and I am going to ask Dr. Suzanne if she would just do a closing prayer, and I will do the benediction.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Father God, we praise you and we thank you, dear Lord, for this evening.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, for all of those that are online with us, Father God, and those who have been online with us, Lord, and those that are coming.
Yes.
We praise you, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you just had a blessing for this word that has gone forth. We thank you, Father God, that it has fallen on your people, Father God, those that are saved and unsaved, dear Lord,
yes.
your children. And we thank you, dear Lord, that they would ponder upon and take away, Father God, that you would have them to take away.
Yes.
Have them to illuminate them.
Yes.
We thank you, Father God, that you would just bless each and every household that's represented here this evening, Father God. And again, those who have been with us and those that are coming. That, dear Lord, you put a hedge of protection around them, Father God.
Yes.
That they're from the roof to the foundation, Father God, from the enemy can penetrate. That they do every room of their home, their apartments, their condos, or wherever they are resting, Father God, wherever they lay their heads down, Father God, filled with the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we ask you, Lord, to minister to all of us as we lay down. Help us to hear, to understand, and to respond to your call, to your instruction. Help us to walk, Father God, in a way, Father, that pleases you and that we're reminded that we represent the kingdom.
Yes.
I ask you, Lord, to just bless my husband. Yes. I ask you, Lord, to just re-energize if he gave it his all this evening. And I thank you, Lord, that there be a blessing, that he's blessed by his effort. In Jesus' name, we thank you for every prayer that's gone forth, every person whose name's been called this evening, Father God.
Yes, and in Jesus'
sweet and holy name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Good evening. I mean, have a blessed evening, everyone. Praise God.
Amen. God bless.
And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. 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 God bless you.
Stand by your husband. Stand by your husband, girl, and thank you. I'll holler.
You're silly. You know how I do. I know why the food is playing.
begin.